Israel today launched its most direct military assault yet on the Ramallah compound of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Israeli bulldozers and tanks punched holes in the outer walls. Arafat was in an interior room where he spoke by phone to television stations and world leaders. He said he would rather be martyred than surrender his cause. At least 5 Palestinians and 2 Israeli soldiers were killed. In separate incidents, 2 Palestinian attacks killed 4 Israelis today. They included a suicide bombing by a Palestinian woman. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
As the troops and tanks closed in on Arafat's compound, the army declared the city of Ramallah a closed military area and placed the residents under curfew. The main Kalandia checkpoint was sealed. At a second entrance along a settler's road leading to an army facility northeast of the city, again the soldiers blocked the way. One young man showed me his orders sealing off the city to all but soldiers for 3 days. A third path alongside another Jewish settlement allowed brief access to one edge of a city under siege. Tanks and other tracked vehicles had left clods of dirt and debris strewn along the street, deserted save for one woman hurrying to deposit a bag of trash that seemed destined not to be collected. The sound of heavy gunfire echoed in the distance as an army jeep approached from behind, intent on enforcing the curfew and keeping journalists out. Footage from a Palestinian cameraman showed the assault in progress. The outer walls of Arafat's compound crumbled under the barrage, and Israeli soldiers poured into the complex, where the Palestinian leader has been confined for the past 3 months. Palestinian officials reached by phone said the troops punched holes in walls as they moved from room to room. Arafat was said to be confined to one of the buildings, with troops controlling much of the rest. Scores of Palestinians were arrested. Arafat aide Nabil Abu Rudaina said the scene at the compound belied Israeli assurances that Arafat is not a target.
It's under heavy shelling now. His life is in danger, and he is facing with his fighters, with his freedom fighters, this Israeli terrorism, this Israeli aggression, which should be stopped immediately. And we urge the American administration, we urge General Zini to interfere.
Israel insisted that harming Arafat was not the goal of the operation, which has resulted in 20,000 reservists being called in for duty. But spokesman Gideon Meir rejected the description of Palestinian gunmen as freedom fighters. He said Israel had tried to facilitate envoy Anthony Zinni's ceasefire mission, holding back in the face of recent Palestinian attacks. Meir said the response from the Palestinians was what he called the vicious, barbaric suicide bombing that killed 22 in Netanya on the eve of Passover, followed by a shooting today in a Gaza settlement and another bombing, this time by a young Palestinian woman.
Yasser Arafat is not just the one who is not preventing terror, he is the one that actually, and now it's time to say it loud and clear, he is the one that is sending these terrorists to Israel in order to kill innocent women and children, because he thinks that by terrorizing our life in Israel, he will be able to achieve political goals. And here is his biggest mistake, because when it comes to terror, he will gain nothing.
Palestinian legal advisor Michael Tarazi had a mirror image message for the Israelis, saying this assault, which looks set to widen to other cities in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, would generate more bloodshed than it prevents.
Israel will accomplish nothing by terrorizing an entire population, a civilian population of 120,000 people in Ramallah. That is simply inviting more terrorists. That's how you create terrorists. That's not how you fight terrorists.
On both sides, people say the leaders have powerful arguments for what can't be accomplished, but little to say about what can be achieved. Meanwhile, Ramallah residents prepared for another night trapped in their homes, and Israelis looked over their shoulders for the next Palestinian attack. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.